Whoa, I want you to put it out. Put some respect on it. Listen, when you say my name, put some respect on it. I ain't playing with y'all. Put some respect on it. And I ain't gonna say it.
And I ain't gonna say it
no more. Listen, now I could have pulled up. Put some respect on it. But that ain't gangster. Put some respect on it. I wanna look in your face. Put some respect on it.
What's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show, and I am your gracious host. I am Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in and chopping it up with me. Today is going to be a very quick show because I am in the middle of the Morris Lecture Tour. I'm in New York City right now, and it's very late at night at the moment. I'm not sure what time you will hear the show, because when the show gets posted online, people hear it at different times. But I'm up late and it's a real mellow mood. I just wanted to chop it up with the family. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a real quick commercial break. And when I get back, we're going to chop it up right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership Program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Award-winning producer Raheem Shabazz continues the Elementary Genocide documentary series with The School to Prison Pipeline. That film exposes the social engineering done to African-American children in the school system. And his other film, Elementary Genocide 2, The Board of Education versus the Board of Incarceration, takes an even deeper look at the history of the American school system and how it was made to justify subjugating Black Americans. These films are on track to be the most discussed films in Black America. These films feature people like Dr. Boyce Watkins, Dr. Francis Kretz Welsing, and many, many more. The documentary is available right now at elementarygenocide.com. That's elementarygenocide.com.
Hey, basketball players. Ever wanted to join a good pickup game, but every time you look, the courts are empty? Well, we have a solution. Hoop Maps. Hoop Maps is an on-demand basketball app that allows you to find pickup games in your area. With Hoop Maps, you can invite your friends to the games and even meet new ones. Hoop Maps makes finding basketball games easy, and you will never miss a good run again. Download Hoop Maps on the App Store or go to hoopmaps.com for more information.
Listen up, family. If you are a rapper, a singer, a music producer, or a label owner, then you should already know about LegendaryMix.com. That's your one stop for professional-grade online mixing and mastering. Take advantage of their low-cost, high-quality mixdowns and professional mastering right now. Clients rate them as the number one online mixing and mastering service on the net. With over 13 years of experience, you can expect top quality and a quick turnaround time. Visit Legendary Mix online today at legendarymix.com or call or text them at 347-565-5892 or email them at legendarymix1@gmail.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You need to grow your business with a website that's designed to get results. Blackline Web Design has custom online solutions at an affordable price with satisfaction guaranteed. Go to blacklinewebdesign.com or give them a call at 470-363-5519. They are creative, they are reliable, and they are black owned. That is blacklinewebdesign.com.
Finally,
the lecture tour everyone has been waiting for. Join New York Times best-selling author and critically acclaimed producer of the Hidden Colors film series, Tariq Nasheed, live on the More Us Tour, coming to Miami on Saturday, April 23rd at the Betty T. Ferguson Recreational Complex. Coming to New York City on Monday, April 25th at the Merkin Concert Hall. Coming to Dallas Friday, April 29th at the Hall of State Margaret and Al Hill Auditorium. Coming to Houston on Saturday, April 30th at the Shrine of the Black Madonna. This is one lecture tour you don't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.tariqlive.com. That's www.tariqlive.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered!
What's good, family? I am back. I am back. This is Tariq Nasheed, a.k.a. King Flex, a.k.a. Tariq Elite. And we are back on the Tariq Elite Radio Show. And like I said earlier, I am in the middle of the More Us Tour right now. We were in Miami a few days ago, had a wonderful time down in Miami. Shout out to the promoter Carl out there in Miami. We had a wonderful time. Packed house in Miami at the Betty Ferguson Center. The brothers and sisters out there were wonderful. Shout out to the mayor of the city of Miami Gardens. The mayor gave me a proclamation commending me on my work with the Hidden Colors series and work within the community. So I'm very, very gracious and thankful and humbled by that. And again, I take my hats off to the beautiful people down there in Miami. Shout out to these brothers I met down there. They're called the Roots Collective. I think that's the name. And these brothers are doing wonderful things out there in the streets of Miami, working with a lot of the youths out there to curb some of the crime. So I had a great experience working with some wonderful brothers and sisters out there, and the lecture was great. And excuse me, I'm out here in New York now. That's why I got a little cough and a jiggle in my voice a little bit, because I go from tropical weather to this funny style weather out here in NYC. New York weather is a trip. It's like it's hot one day, and then later on that day it's freezing. Then the next day it's hot again, and then it's raining. Then it'll stop raining, then it starts snowing, and then there's a goddamn El Nino. It's all, the weather's crazy out here. But it's good to go, man. We had a great lecture out here in New York on Monday. Packed house, filled that place up. The venue was beautiful at the Merkin Hall Center in Manhattan. It was a beautiful venue. I absolutely loved this venue. The stage setup was tight. Oh man, it was a beautiful venue, and I'm going to do a lot of more things out here in New York at that venue in the future. And we had a great time in New York, man. The lecture was smooth. I met a lot of wonderful brothers and sisters out here. I've been doing a lot of interviews out here this week. I was on the Breakfast Club Monday. Shout out to Angela Yee. Angela Yee, that's my sweetheart. I've been knowing her for years, and she's interviewed me before on other radio shows she has worked on. And it was great seeing her. She's the sweetest person in the world. Shout out to Charlamagne and my man Envy. Real good brothers. The interview was great. The video of it, it's going viral. It has like almost 200,000 views within 2 days. It was posted 2 days ago, and it's almost at 200,000 views already. People really, really like that interview I did with the Breakfast Club. We had a very good time doing that. And I did some more interviews. I've been doing interviews all week. I'm trying to think of the ones that I can kind of remember. Shout out to Brother Rich, one of the brothers out here in the conscious community. He does a lot of interviews with people like Dick Gregory. You know, Dick Gregory, he's one of the cats that Dick Gregory curses out. You know, Dick Gregory gets on some of these shows and just curses out the host. That's kind of Dick Gregory's thing now. So he's one of the people who Dick Gregory done cussed out a couple of times. So you ain't really no player until Dick Gregory done cuss you out. But Brother Rich, he's a real thorough. I did something with him. And that video of the interview is online. We did something at the National Black Theater. And it was my first time going inside the National Black Theater in Harlem. And if you're in New York, you need to go check that place out. It's a beautiful place. And I want to do something there in the future as well, but it was a beautiful place. And I did something with him. I was supposed to do something with these brothers, Red Pill and Blue Pill. I've been running around so much today. I just got back in the room pretty late, so I didn't get a chance to hook up with those brothers, but I met them and real good dudes. I did an interview today at Hot 97 with the beautiful sister, Nessa. Had a great conversation with her. She gave me a beautiful gift bag. I know you're listening, Nessa. Thank you so much for the cologne and all that good stuff. And that interview that I did with her is going to be online probably tomorrow. And I didn't know Nessa was Egyptian. I always thought Nessa was a Puerto Rican. Nessa, you know, she does Girl Code on MTV and all that. I always thought that she was Puerto Rican, but that sister is Egyptian and just a beautiful sister, beautiful spirit, the whole shebang. And we're going to Dallas in the morning. I'll be flying out to Dallas in the morning. Shout out to all my people in Dallas. And if you're listening, I need some people in Dallas, some behind the scenes people. We need, I still need a DJ out there in Dallas. I need a DJ and I need a couple of more cameramen out there in Dallas. So y'all email me at kflex4life@yahoo.com. Now, only if you're in Dallas. KFlex, the number 4, life@yahoo.com. If you are in Dallas and you have DJ equipment and you have or you have camera equipment, email me so we can put you on so you can help out with the event we're going to have out there. And you can still get your tickets for the Dallas lecture at TariqLive.com. And again, Saturday, I'm going to be in Houston at the Shrine of the Black Madonna, and you guys can get tickets still at TariqLive.com. Got it? And people are very excited about Hidden Colors 4 coming pretty soon. That's going to be coming out. And you know what? You know what's something that's funny that happened on The Breakfast Club? Charlamagne tried to ask me a question from Crispy. Crispy, and you know, for those who know, you know, I don't say the nigga's name, but Crispy's dumbass. He has this thing where he stalks me every time I go do interviews. So every time I do interviews, this Crispy Coon will stalk and troll the host that I'm doing it with and try to get them to mention his name on air. He will send them a million emails or tweets or whatever to get them to ask a question and use his name. He's done that a few times. You know how bitch made you have to be to stalk another man and try to get shine off another man? This bitch nigga is the male version of Karrueche. But a lot of folks caught that, and I sideswiped his little feeble attempt to get shine. But I digress as far as that. Now let's chop it up a little bit. Again, like I said, the show is going to be brief. I want to talk about understanding interracial dating. And understanding interracial relationships. That's what I want to talk about on today's show. And again, it's not going to be a long show. I'm going to get right to the point. I was doing an interview. When did I do the interview? Because I've done so much. I was doing another interview yesterday. I did one like not late last night, but it was around 8 o'clock last night. And it was some gentlemen. They have a podcast. Real good brothers. Real good brothers. I cannot think of the name of the brothers' show, but it was some brothers. They do a video podcast, and I was doing an interview with them, and we were talking about race, the host of it. And then we started to talk about relationships. And the brother asked me a question. He said, well, you know, can you be about empowerment? Because I talk a lot about empowerment. He said, well, Tariq, can you be about black empowerment if you are in an interracial relationship? And I said, that really depends. And he was like, yeah, you know, because, man, I got a thing for the Spanish women. I said, okay, well, brother, that could be a problem if you're trying to empower yourself. Because when it comes to melanoid empowerment and empowering ourselves, a lot of black people have that dilemma. A lot of black people will not be about the business of empowerment because they have their nose too far wide open for exotic or interracial sex. And that's a problem if you don't have your ism straight, your game straight, your mouthpiece tight. Because a lot of times when you date anybody for that matter, and you can be weak for sex from that person, whoever it is, black, white, or whoever, you're going to lose. And that loss is tenfold when you are in a interracial situation and you have simp vibes. See, that's why your pimping game has to be a little bit tighter. You understand? That goes back to the whole pimping concept. Pimps, they can't let a female know that they're weak for coochie. That's one of the first rules of pimping. You can't let the female know you're weak for coochie, because the minute she knows you're weak for coochie, she knows she can psychologically manipulate you. And the biggest tool a pimp has is psychological strength. And I'm not saying people go out there and be pimps. I'm just giving you part of the game that's an extreme, and you can take the extreme part and apply it to your situation. Because the thing is, you cannot be the type of person that's weak for a certain sexual gratification based on race. Because when I hear dudes say, well, I got a thing for Spanish women, or I got a thing for Asian women, I got a thing for white women, that means I'm weak for these women. That means I am weak for these women. And when you get with these women, they know that weakness. When they have a whole succession of women that they've dated, when guys date the same types of women over and over again, the women know that you're weak for us. So they can exploit that weakness. And the same thing goes with black women too. A lot of sisters, you'll see them only date white dudes. And white dudes know that they have a weakness for them, and that's why they deal with them a certain way. That's why these women are more susceptible to becoming bedwinches. The white males can see the weakness. There's a show, what's that show on television? It's on either Oxygen or Bravo. It's the Housewives of the Potomac. These black women out here in DC, you know, it's showing their marriages and dating lives. And there's one black female who was trying to date this white guy, and she was so desperately trying to get this dude to marry her. It was a very sad and pathetic thing to see this black woman just literally begging this white guy to marry her, because she now dates only white guys. I think she dated black men before, but now she kind of only dates white guys. And the guy that she was vying for to marry her, he could see the desperation and the need of approval from her, and anybody else could see it. And it was a sad and pathetic thing to see. And that's what you don't want to be. Because my thing is this: I'm not the penis police, I'm not the pussy patrol. I don't knock anybody for interracially dating. Just have your game tight enough to do it. Because the thing is, people in the dominant white society and other societies, they have their game together where they can date you interracially, but when they get up out of bed, they're still going to do things to maintain white supremacy. And the thing is, a person who's psychologically weak getting into a situation like that, that's going to weaken them further. So you shouldn't date interracially if you don't have enough confidence in yourself to empower yourself and maintain that level of empowerment, and not seek acceptance from that sexual relationship. Because, for example, look, all black people who date interracially are not weak-minded. There's some people who date interracially, but they're still about the business of getting their paper together and empowering themselves, like our brother Byron Allen. Now, Byron Allen, that brother's a billionaire, and he has a white wife, from what I understand. But this brother talks economic empowerment. He talks building wealth for black people, and I pop my collar to that. And there's other people who've dated interracially, and they've been all about empowerment. I think our brother Paul Mooney, who's my idol, I think he had a white wife at one point or another. But Paul goes in on white supremacy. He's not confused about his position in a system of white supremacy. See, the thing is, a lot of times I tell people this, other groups, when you date them, you know, they're still going to maintain power in their group, and they're going to maintain the position of trying to gain more power for their group. So if a black person is invited in that group, the an interracial relationship, all you're going to do as a black person is get around them and be a mascot. They're not going to really empower you. So always say to anybody, especially black people, be about the business of empowering your group, no matter who you lay up with. Because the white supremacists, they understand this. See, they use interracial relationships to their advantage, because they know deep down, black people want to be accepted. It boils down to a lot of black people, they get into interracial relationships because they really want to be accepted. They need approval, because a lot of black people are psychologically and emotionally and spiritually damaged from being in a system of white supremacy, and they don't understand the system, which further damages them. So they look for approval. And nobody should look for approval when you get into any relationship or any sexual situation. Because if you're looking for approval from a sexual situation, you can always be exploited. And see, the dominant society, they understand that, and they know how to control and maintain and pacify black people through interracial relationships. Because look, people in the dominant society, the white supremacists, they know black people better than they know themselves. They know their niggers. They know you better than they know themselves, and they know your wants, they know your desires, they know your needs. And they know what you like, and they know that interracial sex is a carrot that they can dangle in front of black people. And especially brothers, they use that white cooch to pacify you. That's why the Kardashians are so popular. That's one of the reasons why the Kardashians are so much promoted in our society. Because one way is to pacify black society. Because we like to see these wealthy white women in relationships with black men, because then we get to live vicariously through those black men that they date. Wishing, oh wow, that I wish that was me. We live vicariously through that. And black women, they live vicariously through the Olivia Popes. They dangle that carrot over sisters' heads. So they know what we like, and they know how to manipulate us with that. So we have to understand these interracial relationship promotions and understand that that's a carrot dangled in front of our faces to give us the illusion of equality and integration. And what the white supremacists, they will do, they will show and promote these interracial relationships in very controlled numbers. They will show a handful of interracial relationships in controlled numbers and say, hey, look at this, look at this. Everything is equal now. Everybody's all together. It's kumbaya. But again, these are small numbers and very controlled numbers. And what they do, they over-promote it. They'll put Kelly Ripa on TV with Michael Strahan and make it seem like, okay, blacks and whites together, it's all kumbaya. But these are controlled numbers, and that's not how it is nationwide. You still have a lot of people who are vitriolic towards black society, and we have to understand that. So we can't let the interracial relationship promotions pacify us, because that's how we lose. And understand this, when white men and white women get into interracial relationships, they still know that they're in a position of power. White males especially. A lot of times white males, they'll have sex with dozens of black women, but they'll get up and they'll still maintain white supremacy. They did that in the slave days. White men, slave owners, had sex with their female slaves all the time. And once they got out of bed, they made them black women go pick more cotton. White women think the same way. A lot of guys think just because they're dicking down some white woman, she's going to be down and she's going to automatically see his vision of life. It doesn't work like that all the time, because a lot of white women know that they have an upper hand over black men in a sexual relationship. Look at the situation with Bill Cosby. All those white women who he had consensual sex with. Let's stop that stuff about him drugging all them women. Because all these women didn't come back to get drugged over and over again like they were claiming. Let's just not go there. Let's just say that's a lie, okay? These people did not come back over and over to get drugged by no Bill Cosby. Oh, he drugged me once and I came back and he drugged me again and he just kept drugging me for years. Stop it. These women were having consensual relationships and sexual relationships. The ones who claim that, they were having consensual sex with the dude. But they know in a system of white supremacy, they can always come back and there's a system that will support them turning that around and them being the victim so they can monetize their victimhood. So again, they understand the position of power they're in, and we don't understand that. And this is why we got to be on top of our game if we venture off into these interracial relationships. Like I said, the key is to never get into a sexual situation where on a subconscious level, you're looking for approval. You can't use that thing to look for approval. So you can't use the sexual act to validate yourself. Because women see through that, and that's a sign of weakness. Men really can't do that. Because see, a lot of dudes think that having sex with an exotic woman or a white woman, that makes them somehow special. When they get to have sex with somebody who's non-black, you know, that makes them feel like they're worthy. They get confidence from that, and it should be the opposite. See, the dude who's a boss, see, a simp thinks like that. A simp gets confidence from the exotic sex that they have. So if you have sex with white women, you feel better about yourself. But the minute you stop having sex with white women or they reject you, then your self-esteem is down in the dumps. See, the thing is, a dude who's a real player, who's a boss about his, who's confident about himself, he's not looking for approval through the sex act. To a real player, to a real boss, the sex act is basically just another form of recreation. And you got to have the mindset where you can just take the sex or leave it. Like, it's not no big deal. It's not predicated on your approval or your confidence level. You can take it or leave it. That's how a boss thinks. And if you have sex with a person of a different race or a person who's exotic or a person who's white, you get up out that bed and you go back to the business of economic and melanoid empowerment. So that's why I don't knock any relationship. Just understand your ultimate goal. Because there are attractive people of other races out there. I don't get real kundalini on this situation and be like, yeah, them Mexican girls are ugly and white women are ugly. No. There's some attractive interracial couples out there. There's some white girls who are very attractive. There's some Spanish girls who are very attractive. Yeah, there's some who are worth smashing. That's real. But the thing is, there's some motherfuckers out there who you don't need to be touching. And a lot of cats do get with them just because they're white. That's a fact as well. And I don't co-sign that. And a lot of sisters will get with dudes just because they're white. And the dude ain't got no swag. The dude looked like he just came from a trailer. But he's white and that's good enough. That's some self-esteem bullshit. Now you're just dating simply because he's white. Not because he's a cool person or she's a cool chick or whatever. Because that's how I look at the situation. If you say, well, I got a thing for a certain race of people, it ain't about the person. You're dating for approval. And that goes for men and women. If you see sisters who only date white boys, that's some self-esteem shit right there. But if you date whoever and you just happen to meet a white dude who's cool and y'all get something popping off, I can't knock that. But again, at the end of the day, be about black empowerment, melanoid empowerment. Because when you date that person, what are they going to do to contribute or take away from your empowerment? That's why I popped my collar to George Lucas's chick. I can't think of her name, but George Lucas, the billionaire director of Star Wars and all these other great movies, he's in an interracial relationship. He has a beautiful sister that he's with. And this sister, I do not look at her as a bed wench whatsoever, because she makes this dude break bread. I've seen her do lectures before, and she's very much about black consciousness, and she understands systematic racism. And evidently, she didn't pussy whoop George Lucas's ass, because he's writing checks to all types of black movies. And I mean, he funded black movies out of his own pocket. And this motherfucker be at the BET Awards, at the Soul Train Awards. So she makes him break bread. So I'm not mad at her. And if you date interracially, get it in like that. For men and women, again, but too many brothers, they think just being with somebody white or exotic is enough, and that's not enough. You're going to have to always be about melanoid empowerment. And this is the thing. A lot of times, a lot of cats out here will talk revolutionary. They'll talk all that revolutionary shit. They'll be pro-black and super kundalini and super hotep. They'll pro-black. Yeah, man, we as black people got to do this. Black, black, black. And the minute they get a piece of white cooch, all of a sudden these niggas start wearing those All Lives Matter t-shirts. You dig? You get a piece of that white cooch, all of a sudden you change your little eating habits. Niggas start eating squash and boysenberry pie, and you start talking a little different. You start talking about, what about black on black crime? You hear that coon train chugging along after you get you some white cooch. That's the problem. So again, if you're going to date interracially, be about melanoid empowerment. That's the bottom line as far as that. Anyway, y'all, that's today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Shout out to New York. I loved it. I had a great time out here this week in New York. I saw a story today on the news in New York, in the Bronx. They arrested like 100 brothers out there, all claiming they were gang members. And y'all got to watch that, because I talk about that a lot. They had like this real big gang sweep out here, and they were talking about, yeah, this was the biggest gang sweep in the Bronx. They're using these all-in laws to target and remove the black people out of parts of New York. Y'all watch that. That's another gentrification trick. In order to remove large groups of people, they just label them gang members and go in there and do a gang sweep. So if one person shoots a gun, they literally will go arrest 80 or 90 people saying that they were part of the gang with the person who shot the gun, whether it's true or not. And all the people they arrested out here in New York, I do not believe they were part of a gang. I believe it was just another white supremacist tactic to target all black people and punish them for the crimes of one or two as a way to get rid of the black population. And that's what they're doing out here in New York. The demographics out here in New York is real trippy. I'm in Manhattan, and back in the day, I would see a lot of black people in Manhattan. I can count black people on one damn hand in Manhattan now, in barely Harlem. But like in Midtown, I used to see black people all the time. And I'm walking around now and in the cab now, and I rarely see black people out here in Manhattan. This shit is crazy right now. So we got to watch these gentrification tactics they're coming up with, not just in New York, but in Detroit and all of these other places. It's getting real heavy. So we got to be about that melanoid empowerment game. All right, y'all, I'm up out of here. Don't forget to join me on the More Rust Tour. Get your tickets at TariqLive.com. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to check out Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3. Ticket sales for Hidden Colors 4 will be on sale this Friday. So you can go to HiddenColorsFilm.com and find all the movie times. Hidden Colors 4 will be in movie theaters, select theaters, on May 26th. One-day event. Some cities is going to be May 26th and May 27th. So it's going to be a 1- and 2-day event in some cities. Get your tickets in advance for the screenings of Hidden Colors 4 at HiddenColorsFilm.com. They go on sale Friday. Don't forget to get the More Rust t-shirts. Get those at TariqElite.com. I am going to holla. Y'all have a good night, fam. Peace.